I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're now in the aftermath stage of Hurricane Milton. Now, I was told before that you were also there for Hurricane Helene. What can you tell me about this entire experience? Maybe things that you weren't necessarily expected to be prepared on, or just things that were just completely out of control?
Well, first off, having two hurricanes in 2 weeks is just too much for anybody. But there is a lot of preparation involved, whether it's boarding up your windows if you don't have hurricane-rated windows, it's bringing any projectiles in your home, you know, your typical lawn furniture ornaments or furniture that you have out on your lanai. And, you know, people do put a lot into that because there's a lot of outdoor living here you want to enjoy. But, you know, the preparation and it's a big task, and, you know, the anxiety that goes along with people, you know, that you just the uncertainty of where it's going to make landfall is tricky. So you don't always know. Sometimes you're doing things for nothing, but it is better to be safe than sorry. But this area really just got hit with these two back to back, and, you know, folks with Helene had to clean up just flood mess. And it's hauling out your life's belongings up to the curb, you know, and then you have something, an event like Milton come through where it's more of a wind event versus a surge event. You have to now worry about all of your
Lee, I believe I lost you. Are you there?
I'm here.
You completely cut out that last part. Would you mind just restating that last sentence for me?
Oh, sure. I'm not quite sure what you heard, but, you know, we do have spotty cell service now. That's all part of this. But, you know, just having to clean up and have your life belongings be out at the curb and become projectiles for a hurricane coming before municipalities can come pick these things up, you know, it's really been a challenge for this area, to say the least.
Now, there's been a lot of ignorant statements from some people online saying that, well, these people should have evacuated, they should have gotten out sooner. What's your response to that? Because from what I've seen, it wasn't that easy for everybody.
No, so that's another challenge in itself. You don't know where it's going to make landfall. You know, there's different levels of evacuation depending on your flood zone. I happen to be in a higher elevation, a no flood zone, but I am close to the coast. So you just do your best to prepare for the wind and the surge. Anybody in a low flood zone was mandatory evacuation. But the challenge was the gas. There was no gas to be found at any of the local gas stations. The main arteries to get out of the area were clogged, and people have pets. They have people, you know, elderly people that need medications. And a lot of that plays into the part of your decision making. So it's really tough to hear sometimes because you really never know until you're in that situation.
Now, with the damage to your property, was it significant? Is this manageable? What does the insurance have to say about it?
We were very lucky because we live in an older block home. So your block homes are your sturdy built Florida homes. I spent probably six consecutive days at a friend's house who lost everything. And they were in a low-lying area, and they did get out. They evacuated. But what they came back to, the high surge waters just destroyed everything they had. So, you know, it's really, that's what I've been dealing with, is just helping friends. And I was helping an elderly couple, another elderly couple from Western New York, actually Chautauqua Lake area, and they have a place in Holmes Beach, which is our close barrier island here on Anna Maria Island. And they're still up north, and they really had no one to check on their place. So I volunteered to, and it was just a mess. I can't even describe it. You know, those have been the challenges, getting mold remediation companies in there, cutting out old drywall. And, you know, hopefully for most, they didn't have drywall put back in, because it would have just been destroyed again. So not so much with the flooding this time around with Milton, but with Helene, you know, you had your floods and they had to deal then with all the wind damage on their properties now after that. So. But my husband and I fared well. You know, we lost fencing and a shed. And but again, our home is a little sturdier. We have hurricane-rated windows. So we do feel we were prepared, but we also did stay because we weren't in a flood zone, and which just makes cleanup faster and easier, so you don't have to worry about traveling back. So, but again, you know, we feel blessed.
Now, what is the cleanup situation like right now? Is the state starting to step in and starting to take a lot of the larger debris out, or is it still residents trying to piece together some of the stuff that they may have lost?
Well, it's all of that. The state did open up for all contractors to start hauling debris because of Milton coming after Helene. So picking up a lot of the debris from Helene was such an enormous task to begin with. I think they were doing their best, but a lot was left and that they couldn't get to. And they'll probably be working on for a while yet. so I think the cleanup efforts are good, you know, depending on how many contractors and municipalities can get in there to help. But just the sheer amount, if you could imagine every single resident having, you know, their flood belongings out at the end of the street on a barrier island, I mean, that in itself is just mountains of trash, basically, to pick up. So, but, you know, in my neighborhood, I'm just off the barrier island. We have a lot of live oak trees, so it's just been a lot of yard waste, brush pickups, limbs, branches, fallen trees, that sort of thing is what they are going to have to tackle now, in addition to anything that that they have lost in Helene. So it's a lot.
Now, after dealing with two hurricanes back-to-back, is there anything that maybe you feel like you weren't as prepared for as you thought you would be, or do you feel like you have a better grasp of what to do in the future?
I think once you live in Florida, we're native Buffalonians. So once you live in Florida, you just learn. You learn to be prepared with, you know, batteries. You be prepared, try to be prepared to keep yourself cool when you know, can't have electricity run your air conditioner. You fill your bathtubs with water so you can flush your toilets. You fill anything you can with water just so you have it handy, whether it's your washing machine or coolers that you have, things of that nature. But it's very difficult to – it's one thing to plan for a hurricane. It's another thing to plan to protect your property and have a plan to leave. And you don't always know when or where that these are going to make landfalls. Milton just took wobbled to the south of us when we were supposed to have a direct hit. We were in part of the eye wall, but it looked like we were, you know, in pretty good shape there for a while, but it still got us, you know. So it's really hard to tell where it's going to go. We don't know.
All right, Lee, and then just one final question for you. Is there anything about this conversation that maybe I didn't touch up on that you would feel would be important to add?
I just think that, you know, when it comes to, you know, folks making judgments on people leaving, everybody has their own unique situation. Some people are not just worried about themselves, but they're worried for the welfare of others and pets and, you know, things of that nature. One thing that is really refreshing is just seeing the community come together, neighbors helping one another. And, you know, that's important, and it's uplifting, and just really helps bring a little bit of joy to a pretty bad situation. And other than that, I just want to say go Bills.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.